Most people wouldn't be able to experience all the good stuff because the hard stuff's too hard.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, Scott, we're back in the saddle again after being gone for a couple of weeks. So I don't even know what you did. What did you do while I was gone? Did you do some blasts from the past?
Yes.
Or did you just commandeer the ship and steer it in a new direction?
I had big intentions of doing special episodes, but then things got busy and I was like, to heck with it, and did some reruns. So.
The story of my life. Yeah. The story of my life. That's how I do. That's how I approach Christmas every year. You know, I have all these great ideas, you know, and then I just get a box of candy canes and call it even.
Go to the gas station.
That's right.
Got a few little bobbleheads.
So how are you feeling? I mean, normally I don't see you. Like, they don't know how this is. We're viewing how we record this because it's super tech and it's super secret. But we're in two different locations. You're down in Cincinnati. I'm up here in Northern Indiana. And we record this over Zoom. So, but normally I don't see you. I just see a blank screen.
Yes.
But you're looking good. You're like, are you feeling good after have you recovered from COVID?
COVID. That was a while ago.
I know it. Are you normal
so.
Now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if there's any long-term effects, I don't know about them. So I feel okay.
You already had long-term effects before that.
Yeah. then I had my kidney stone and that was fun, but
that's right. I forgot about that just for a second there.
I've had enough of emergency room visits this year.
I bet. Well,
yeah. And I don't usually turn my camera on. That's what you were referring to. And
exactly.
I just saw that my camera was still plugged into my computer. I was like, what the heck? I'll leave it on today.
Well, it's kind of fun.
This is why I don't do the cameras because
I totally get it now. I totally get it. So, do you feel like me? Because, well, I mean, backing up. So, we had a great couple weeks out. I was gone for about 2 weeks, and about 10 days of that was vacation with my entire family. Everybody met us down in Florida. We had a great time. You know, Scott, as your kids get older and you add to the mix by having grandchildren, it does change how you vacate, you know, just the adding little kids again, you kind of forget how much attention they take, but you just have to be aware of them. You know, you kind of get in that coast phase where you're like, where are your kids? I'm like, I don't know. They're out there somewhere, you know, but you're not. And now you're like on high alert, like, oh, somebody needs to take a nap. Well, I'm the grandpa. I'll go back and I'll watch them while they take naps. So you can go have fun, you know, sit by the pool and when you go somewhere where you kind of get in that coasting phase where it's kind of easy, you know, you don't have high chairs, you don't have screaming kids where you have to fix it. And now we're back in that screaming kid, you know, I don't want to eat this, you know, or they bang themselves or, you know, it's just.
So you're the grandpa on duty for those
little. Yes, moments. And my wife, you know, you're holding, because they had two three-month-old kids. Sam brought Cohen, Sam and McKenna, and they didn't think he was old enough to leave behind. And Ben and Rissa brought Anders. And so, you know, my wife spent a lot of time doing the bouncing thing, you know, where you're trying to get the kid to just go to sleep. Yes. And, you know, if you haven't done that for a while, those muscles come back real quick. I mean, as soon as you start doing that, you go, oh, man, I remember doing this. Yeah. but it has been a while.
Just don't ask me to do it at 3:00 in the morning again.
That is the nice part because you go, good night, everybody. And then then they struggle through the night and they look bleary eyed in the morning. So we stayed in our RV. Ben and Rissa took their camper and they stayed in that. Ike and Carolyn stayed in a tent. And Sam and McKenna came down for a few days, and Kent and Josh were there for a few days, but they kind of overlapped. And we had a friend who loaned them their RV. They brought it in, parked it. So they had their own little space. I had taken a golf cart. I had never done this before. So we took a golf cart. We have a golf cart, you know, it's got that we had for one of the weddings, and we replaced the batteries. Now, we didn't do it like the expensive way where, you know, you have to replace six batteries and each battery costs like $300 or $400. We didn't do that. Ooh. My wife, a couple years ago, found these little toy, you know, the kind that go in power, power, power range, power, power, power range. Those kind of like kid toys that, you know, your kids used to drive around in. Yeah. Those little rectangular batteries. My wife found three of those to do the job of six gigantic batteries. But they don't last real long, and you have to kind of rewire them differently. But I did that. So we had some new batteries. We're getting ready to take those down. And someone said, oh, Sam said, my brother-in-law said we could use his gas-powered golf carts. I'm like, that's a great idea. That'll be so much easier. Well, we got it there, and it didn't work. So I drove it 1,000 miles down there. It didn't work. We replaced the solenoid on it from Amazon. We got a new battery the next day. Worked great for 2 days and then stopped when we realized it was some kind of charging system that wasn't working. So anyway, I hauled a golf cart all the way down and all the way back for two stinking days of use. But we had a good time. And on the way back, you remember the saga that Debbie and Jed were going to fly down. They were going to meet me down there. Because they had a basketball tourney that Jed wanted to go to, Debbie wanted to take him to, and so they went to that. So I met him down there, and then we camped, and then they got back to the airport, and I drove all the way home. And the night they had to, you know, they got on a bus that took them to the airport, because it's complimentary kind of thing. And Ike and Carolyn were going as well, and they were packing up their tent. And when I got up early in the morning to take them to the bus picker up spot, it was like, I don't know, 4:15 in the morning. And I said to Ike, I said, Ike, are you all bright eyed and bushy tailed? And he goes, we got up when the deer got up. And I'm like, what does that mean? I'm like, I've never heard that phrase before. And then he tells me that as they were sleeping, just a few minutes before they woke up, the whole tent just went, this might be giving you a little PTSD. Is that right?
Yeah.
PTSD, Scott, when I talk about tents and falling apart. stop. And so the whole tent just goes, boom. You know, like he thought a branch had fallen on the tent because, you know, it's got those springy kind of things inside of it. They collapsed.
Oh, man.
And so they're climbing out of this thing, and there were a couple workers at the comfort station. The bathroom's right beside their tent. They walk over and they go, are you okay? We saw a deer crash into your tent.
Wow.
And so they don't know if they startled them, you know, like maybe they had come out and it startled the deer. But it could have turned out ugly. You know, he could have gotten tangled up in that thing and trampled them to death or something. And then so then they left. And then so we drive home, and Ben and Rissa are behind us about 100 miles. And I get a phone call that says, Dad, the Suburban that they're pulling it with, it's an older one, said it's dead. It won't start. They stopped their gas station. I'm like, I said, I think it might be the battery. The battery's kind of old. It was ours, our Suburban. And he said, well, there's a guy here. He said he'd drive us over to Walmart. It's like 2 minutes away. And so they went and got the battery. They put it in, and he calls me back. He goes, it doesn't start. And I'm like, ah. I said, well, I don't know what to do. I said, do you want? And I stopped. You know, I'm 100 miles ahead away thinking, do I need to turn back and go pick him up? And he's like, just maybe wait. And I said, okay, I'll wait. And he said, well, I'll call around. And I said, make sure they know you have three kids and a wife who's tired. And if you have to have your wife cry on the phone, have her cry, because that will help. And it was about 4 o'clock in the evening. And he said, I called an RV place, and they said, well, we don't normally work on cars, but we're close by. We'll send a guy over. And so three guys come over. They diagnose it as the starter. Fast forward, they go to AutoZone, get one, pick it in, put it in. It had a burnt wire in it, so that's the reason. They put it in, and they didn't charge him. They charged him for the starter part, but there were, and the three guys said, no. And Ben's trying to give him money, you know, I got to take something. They said, nope. The boss said not to, it was just to get you on the road and don't take anything. And so Ben was overwhelmed and humbled. And really, it was really cool because he got to see God supply their needs. And
you know, Dad, I think just that they knew you because you've been there so many times with your RV. They're like, oh yeah, this family's going to pay us forever.
probably. So in fact, I almost thought about putting it on the Family Man, you know, news line there, just to see if anybody could help them down. And just, they were in Cordell, Georgia, but you know, and all that to say is that we had a great vacation. God took care of us. And, Rissa, I was talking with Rissa, and at one point she had like this allergic reaction on her eyelids, and they were all crusty. And there's your son behind you.
Yes. Say hi, Luke.
Hi, Luke. It's good to see you up and going.
He's off to work.
Okay. Awesome. And he looked tall, man. And
he's taller than me.
Wow.
And you were going to make some like deep spiritual point there. I stepped on. Sorry.
Oh yeah. No, it's okay. No, I was distracted by Luke. It's Luke's fault. But, you know, so she was tired, and every day she just looked a little bit tired, you know, and it was just hard. And Renly, you know, who's four, you know, she's been potty trained forever, and she just not decided, maybe because she was tired, but she had several accidents in a row. Mm. I mean, the kind where, you know, we're sitting there eating dinner and Marissa goes, I feel something wet on my leg. And Renly sitting right next to her, just eating her food, you know, as fast as she can, you know, kind of like, I don't know, right, you know, and you look down, there's like a, looks like someone poured out a 2 liter, you know, right on. And it was just, and so Rissa was tired and she goes, you know, this is just so hard. She goes, you know, most people wouldn't do it because it's so hard. And what I think what she was saying was most people wouldn't be able to experience all the good stuff because the hard stuff's too hard. And, you know, I think sometimes as dads, because I talk to lots of dads and they say, you know, we're thinking about going to Florida. We're thinking about going on this vacation when the kids get older. And I think what they're saying is, you know, when it gets easier, we'll go. You know, but had we not gone because it was too hard, I think we would have missed out on a lot of amazing memories that we'll remember forever.
Oh, man.
You know.
You haven't lived until you're running through the Atlanta airport with a stroller and a baby seat and, you know, you're trying to catch a plane that's four terminals away. I mean, come on, man.
It's like Home Alone. It's like Home Alone. Yeah, exactly. And you talk about that for the rest of your life.
Yep.
Because, you know, I think we're kind of under this delusion that we're trying to achieve something that's really peaceful and something wonderful and something Hallmarkish. And, you know, maybe that's just not the best. Maybe the best that God offers is conflict and hard times where we have to see him do something and that we remember forever. And maybe those times, maybe those are the best times, kind of in disguise. And lesser dads would shirk away from those things, but not us, not us.
That's what leads dads like me to start drinking. But I have not yet, so I'm hanging in there.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So are you getting ready for Thanksgiving? Does it feel like, Scott, that Thanksgiving has just kind of crept up on you? I mean, I feel totally blindsided. I just cannot believe. I was last week, I'm like, Debbie's like, well, when we go down on Thanksgiving next week, I'm like, that's next week? Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, that's next Thursday. I'm like, no way. I mean, there's no way we're getting our Christmas tree next Saturday, which is this Saturday, you know. And I just feel blindsided.
I was shocked when I heard somebody on the radio, this loose-lipped DJ, say that Christmas was in 6 weeks. This was like a week and a half ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I almost crashed. I'm like, you can't just blurt that out on the radio that Christmas is in 6 weeks. Holy cow.
Report him to the FCA or whatever they have.
FCC, yeah.
FCA, I think, is future something. I don't know what the FCA is.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Sure, that's it. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, Scott.
Yes, I reported them to them. Anyway, it was just like, holy mackerel, Christmas in 6 weeks. So now I'm okay. I was ready then after that, but that initial shock took a couple of days to wear off. And so Thanksgiving, I'm ready for. We watched Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and the Charlie Brown Christmas the other night. So
boom, boom,
ready to go.
Wow, that was pretty good.
And we have Thanksgiving tonight at my father-in-law's house, and we're kind of heading that. Well, my wife is kind of heading that up. All the cooking and food buying and stuff. I did make one trip to the grocery, so that was enough for me.
You're a trooper, Scott. You're a trooper. So like, do you have multiple Thanksgivings? I know we talk about this every year, but yes. Hey, that's the way life is.
That's right. And so today, this is Wednesday night. We'll be going there. And then tomorrow on Thursday, we'll be at my mother-in-law's house for Thanksgiving there. And Abby and William are here tonight. Then they're going to go into William's parents tomorrow. And then they'll be back on Friday. And then Saturday, we do Thanksgiving for just our little family here, I guess. So.
Wow.
It's going to be
a lot of turkey. Scott.
Yes.
It begins where they have to juggle.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, are you going to be in our house or their house? Mm-hmm. We don't care. We just like to know. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Wait till you start having conversations with your wife, like in bed at night, where she goes, I don't know why they don't want to be here, you know, or whatever, you know. Those things that you always promise yourself that you would never do to your kids, you end up doing to your kids.
Yeah. Well, I've reserved the right to be crazy as a grandfather, so I've made that very clear to all of them. I'm going to lose my mind and start doing things that I never would have let them do with their kids. They're going to be like, what? That's just how it goes, kids.
Right. That's right. You're letting him watch that?
Yeah.
It seemed like the right thing at the time.
Our parents have done things that, like, they used to lose their minds because, like, oh my gosh, that's dangerous. He's going to die. You know, and now it's like, they don't care. Seatbelts, what are those? Nobody's worried about that.
They don't want to cause any strife. Oh, you want some candy? Here. But it's only 9 o'clock in the morning, Mom.
Have a snort of whiskey, kid. It'll put hair on your chest.
That's right. That's right. So we start the Thanksgiving thing tomorrow. Do you have any, like, because we always try, Walt Disney has been good to us about every Thanksgiving for the last, I don't know, 10 years.
Walt's by putting been him dead for a while, you know.
That's true. He's been frozen. He's frozen somewhere. But by providing a movie for us to watch, usually on Thanksgiving weekend. So we're thinking about doing Encanto. And
is that a new Disney movie?
It's brand new. So you can go watch the trailer. But I just looked at Plugged In Online within a half hour ago, and the guy said it's a great movie. So, you know, of course, it has a few little things, you know, like magic and things like that. But hey, a great movie is a great movie. So we're excited about that. And it's a family movie, so we can all go watch it. And that's always a lot of fun, you know, because people have to pay their own. Because it's like a $600 investment to go to a movie, yeah, no, you know, now. So
we're not going to a movie. we may watch something on TV, but we'll probably fight about what it's going to be. And then, you know,
end up
in two different rooms watching different things. And a couple of kids will have headphones on while they're watching their computer of something else. So, you know.
It's the typical American family.
Exactly.
Right there.
That's what happens.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. And then we're going to go get our Christmas tree this weekend. I can't believe it. I just am not ready. I need a hotline to call, you know, like a Christmas tree or a Christmas getting ready for Christmas hotline.
Yeah, it's like the
hello, you reached
Butterball Turkey hotline you can call.
Something like that. Yeah, that they just kind of talk you through and say, you're going to be okay, Mr. Wilson. Now, just remember when you go, don't be grumpy, you know, and when you go by the hot chocolate stand and they're offering it for $4 a cup, and everybody goes, I think I'd like some hot chocolate. Just say, sure, that'd be great. You know?
That's why we have this podcast. It's cheaper than therapy.
That's true. I think that should be, maybe that should be our slogan.
Yes.
It's cheaper than therapy is. Well, hey, the store is open here at Family Man Ministries, and we've got our You to Dad daily calendars that are flying off the shelves. You can't see it here. Yeah, you can see it here, Scott. But that's all the boxes we have left of them. So, I mean, they are going quickly. Some of you dads, I just love packaging up a big group of calendars. Some of the dads have ordered 30, 40, you know, 25, 10. And it just encourages me to know that they're encouraging other dads with a calendar. And then also, Scott, can you Where am I? Oh, he's got.
I've got the 2020 one here that's still relatively untouched. And then whatever the other one is.
Relatively untouched. It looks like it's still in the package.
Yeah, no. And I've got the 2018 that I've used quite a bit of. So.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know where 2019 went. I think I just.
I don't know either. But, and then, you know, sometimes you kind of not stumble on things, but I've got some new hats coming in. They're super cool hats, Scott. Because, you know, the hats I have now are awesome hats. In fact, we added just a new one. I don't have one of those near me.
You said you were never going to get another hat after those. I mean,
I did say that. I did say that. But times, desperate times.
You found a better one.
No, I did not find a better one. I'm going to continue. But we added one of those. We had our camper dad hat, which is a brown hat. It says Family Man. Very cool trucker style hat. And then we have an American dad hat, which is kind of red, white, and blue. Very cool. And then I have a Harley hat, which is orange brim, black, you know, very cool. So we added a camo one for our hunter dads, to say Family Man. It's in camo, super cool. Those are now available. And then, you know, I was thinking, you know, not all dads are as old as we are. Maybe there are some younger dads out there. And so I've seen those kind of, you know, kind of hip dads where they dope dads, you know, where they're wearing these hats with the flat brims and they, and I'm like, I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do that. But then the people I send have my hats made through, they sent me an advertisement. And that's how they said it in England. Yes. Advertisement. And it had this really cool hat with a leather patch. It's kind of a light gray. And they're coming right now. They were shipped out yesterday. You know, and we're having trouble with the supply chain. I don't know. Mm. Apparently. You know, the rest of the world is too.
They're parked on a ship somewhere off Connecticut.
Maybe, but they're on their way here. And so it's this light gray with a trucker style on the back, and it's got this leather patch on the center, which is super dope. and my kids cringe every time I say it. But I didn't want Family Man across it. And it was like a convergence of ideas. Because, you know, as I don't know why I continue to listen to the news. I just shouldn't listen to the news. It just makes me crazy. I hate it. You know, it just, there's so much junk going on and
it's
just
having
nonsense.
Like PTSD from the news right now. Cause like you were talking about hats and then all of a sudden you just said, I hate the news. What is wrong with the
Yes, I am. I am. In fact, I wish you guys could hold me accountable and say, Todd, just get off the news. You know, don't listen to the radio anymore. Don't do it. Because, you know, when I'm on vacation, I'm fine. And when I'm doing my life, I'm fine. And then I turn on the radio when I'm driving and I'm not fine anymore. But anyway, you know, even where when we were on vacation, I noticed that there were a lot of dads with dads or men with men and moms, women with women. And even though one of them, they both look like men, you know, and it was just weird. And I saw something that was traditionally a male thing and they've made it a non-traditional. Now you can be, it's, you know, like you can be a prince and you can dress, you can be a girl and be a prince. And I'm like, how can you be a girl and be a prince at the same time? So, you know, I was thinking really, you know, I want people to know that family men are men, you know, it's two parts. There's family and it's men and family. You can't be a family man if you're a girl. You know, and part of being a family man is being a man. So all these things kind of converged. And at the same time, I was thinking about another window decal that I could put in the corner, you know, back rear corner of my vehicle that just lets everybody know I'm a family man. And so, Scott, I did this because when you put family man, it's a little long. I didn't like that. So you can see it right there. It says fam man. But the man part is kind of emphasize.
That's dope.
So you can get a window decal for $6.50 on our website, or if you hold on till next week, there might be a little special coming to entice you to buy some Family Man stuff. But the hats then have this little leather patch, and on that leather patch is printed Fam Man. And Sweet. It's super cool. And I hope it's very dope. I hope, yeah, did you? Yeah, you did say sweet. Sweet is like a, what?
That's from where the 80s, did that come from?
It's sweet, sweet.
That's from the 80s,
yeah.
Dude.
That's yeah, you can't do that anymore. yeah, you got to move on, Scott. It's time to move on and get in that hip.
Cool again, man.
It is kind of cool. So maybe I need to get a big.
You need like a neon hat with that on there. Like like they did in the 80s. That would be sweet. It would be rad, yeah. Man.
It would be rad. Comes with a comb that you can put in your hip pocket.
There you go.
You know. So anyway, those are available now, and hopefully they're going to show up so I can ship them out. You can put them on your Christmas wish list. But make sure you get your calendar because, again, we're limited. And also, if you haven't gotten your Christmas game, we've made these available for years. And our stock is super low. So I have 100 games going out today. But if you want a game, you should get it ASAP because I'm going to run out for this season. Because, again, it's hard to get some of the supplies. And I had to cut a few corners, kill a few people to get some of the pieces. So you might want to order those right away. And of course, then you can get our Family Man's Christmas Treasury, which is 9 stories that you can read to your family. And my heart is warmed every year. I get emails to say, Todd, those stories that we have gotten from you years ago have become part of our Christmas tradition, that we read the story of Cootie McKay's nativity every Christmas Eve or something like that. And that warms my heart. I know some of the stories have even been turned into church Christmas plays. And I think that's kind of awesome as well. So if you want some good resources to help point your family to the manger, check out our website and our store. And if you just want a good way to encourage another dad, because I know it's hard getting a gift for another dad, because I'm kind of like, my wife always says, you need to take care of your dad. You need to take care of her brother-in-law, you know, because we have to give him a gift this year. And I'm like, it's hard. And I don't have the luxury of giving him a calendar because it feels cheap for me to give him one of our products. But if I were you, I would definitely do something like that, that would just have some significance behind it. So there you go. Awesome. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet, Scott?
No.
You need to get on that. No. My kids are amazing. My older kids are like already taking care of their wives, but I've just barely started. But I've got a list of things that I need to be looking for. But dads, it has begun. As we record this, we have 1 month and a day until Christmas.
Ah.
Scream while you can. So, well, hey, I think we're out of time. Do you have anything else you'd like to add, Scott, to this conversation?
Nope, I'm done. Move along.
He's a man of few words. Well, it's good being back, dads. I'll tell you, you just encourage me. You encourage me by your emails. You encourage me by your text. You know, lots of you had the calendar on November the 2nd. You were encouraged to take a picture and send it to me. Lots of you sent pictures. It was super fun to see all your smiling mugs. So have a great Thanksgiving. You have so much to be thankful for. Maybe you're going through the thick of things right now. Maybe you have those small kids, or maybe you have a teenager who is driving you nuts. Maybe you have an adult child who's married and they've made some really bad choices. You know, maybe this is all part of the gift of being a dad. You know, maybe God's using this to work in them and to work in us. And maybe this is the best. This is the best. So don't forget to spend maybe a little bit of time, but maybe leading your family in Thanksgiving. And I know, you know, we kind of started off the show, Scott, where we were saying, oh, you know, I have all these great intentions. And then I go to wherever, CVS, and get a box of candy canes. I do this every year. You know, we get back from vacation and I think, you know, I am so thankful for my amazing family. And I think in my head, I gather my family around the table in my head, you know, and I say, and we talk about being thankful. And then the week's over and then Thanksgiving comes and goes and I didn't do it. So, Dad, maybe be a little intentional and give thanks with your family and for your family. And do it because you did, Dad.